Well, this morning, so happy to have with me the newest authors on the South Shore. I think I can safely say that. I have Mary Jane and Kyle Wyman with me. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How's it going today?
Well, it's going great. You guys have been having some pretty big success with a brand new book.
Yes, we are.
Pretty exciting.
Super happy to be here.
So, children's authors, I guess we'll start there.
Yes.
Not a common thing for around this area.
Yes.
What made you get into writing children's books?
Sure. So we've always had a dream of writing a children's book. Like, we're super family oriented. Ever since our kids were young, we called them our coyote cubs. So that kind of brought the idea on of the Coyote Brothers.
Okay. So the Coyote Brothers learn how to fix a bike chain.
Yes.
It says based on a true story. So tell me, I didn't get to actually read it yet. I can't wait because
yes.
I now finally have a copy in my hand. But tell me how this came to be.
It's definitely based on a true story, as it's happened many, 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 many times. our kids absolutely love biking. Like, that's their favorite hobby. And so many times their chain has fallen off and I hear, "Daddy!" So what did I do? Obviously, go over, take it over to the lawn, flip it upside down, and
fix, show them how to do it.
And fix the chain.
Yeah.
And then Xander started doing it, and Ozzy started doing it, and now they just do it by themselves, and it's
okay.
Great.
Yeah. So you're off the hook.
I'm off the hook.
And now you have a book. So
win-win.
Exactly.
So did you do the drawing?
We had an illustrator through Tellwell Publishing. However, we sketched out the characters, so we did draw them,
okay.
But they upped the ante, yes. For sure.
Okay, gotcha.
Our drawings definitely didn't look like this.
I mean, they were kind of close, in a way.
So this is a first time for you guys.
This is
first
a first
book ever.
First book, yes. We plan to write more.
Okay.
And we've talked about writing books for years, but just never actually took the initiative.
Yeah.
So this is kind of like a Dr. Seuss thing of potentially, or
exactly,
the Hardy
yes.
Boys.
Or like the Berenstain yes. Bears.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Okay. I hope it gets that big.
Right.
Yeah,
that's the goal.
So when you get driving a big car, we'll know that things have gone
really
well.
Yeah.
How did you do it? I mean, so you came up with this idea for a book. You wrote the book. You drew the book.
Yep.
How did it go from there?
Right. So it started with like a lot of phone calls, a lot of Googling, research. And when we found a company that we felt like everybody was really nice and it all seemed like it was going good, we signed up and then they helped us through the whole process. So we wrote the book. We got help with editing the book, drawing the pictures, and it all just kind of flowed from there.
So now you just wait for the money to come in? Is that
yeah.
how it works?
Lots of advertising.
We sure hope so.
Yeah.
Is it a lucrative business to get into writing a
well,
children's book?
Well, we don't know yet, but we hope.
Yeah.
Yes,
yes, yeah.
Okay. So now you have it written, you have it produced. Where do we see it? Where do we get it?
Right. So we just partnered with Gauze. We were in the store yesterday, actually, with our book. So Gauze Home Hardware and Furniture is going to be stocking the book.
Okay.
It's going to be at the Cache, so you can pick it up there. You can also order it on Amazon, or you can stop by our book release party, which is this Saturday, April 13th,
okay.
at the Saint Playground in Bridgewater.
Good where point. There will be lots of activities for kids, like face paintings, and you can bring your bicycles and drive around or play on the equipment that's there, swings,
grab
slides.
Grab some snacks, grab a book.
Grab some snacks. We'll have cupcakes from the Weagle's Bakery, actually,
oh, nice.
And those are going to be yummy, so
yeah.
come on out.
And Mama Sue's Catering is going to be providing some food there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And I mean, if you did need a coffee, the barn's just down around the corner.
That's
so
right. Yes.
That
yeah.
Away,
so. Yeah. And that's the St. Philip Street Playground.
Okay.
On North Park Street.
Which is a great spot.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
The
all,
kids love it there.
All fenced in. And
I would say it's our kids' favorite playground,
yeah,
for sure.
I think
yeah.
I'm with you there.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's from 1 to 3 on Saturday.
One to
second
3
home.
Saturday.
Oh, is that
right? Yeah.
And you'll be signing?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
Yes.
Yeah. If anyone wants a signed copy, you can get it there.
We can try to get the boys to sign them as well, but you never know.
So where do we go? Do we get any kind of a hint as to what topic might be looked at or discussed in the next book?
Sure. Well, we do have something in the works for the next book,
okay.
and it has to do with a camping trip.
Okay.
Yes.
But there's lots of talk about other adventures as well.
is it going to be, because you're from the South Shore, kind of South Shore focused?
Yes.
So camping might be down at Risser's? Or
yes,
that
we
type
have
of
a campground in mind that's going to be, I believe, in the title.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
It'll also be based on a true story.
Yeah. Okay. They're all going to be based on a true story.
That's awesome.
Yes, yes.
Well, all I can say is congratulations. And
Thank you so much.
Keep us in the loop. Do you have a website where we can learn more about this?
Yes, we do. Yeah, it's thecoyotebrothersbooks.com.
And just written out, the Coyote Brothers
yes.
books.
Okay. The Coyote Brothers books, yes. Okay. Yeah.
And we also have a Facebook page.
Okay. And that's under the Coyote Brothers
yes.
as well?
Yes, the Coyote Brothers books, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
Well, congrats. And when you guys do make it big, if you need somebody to help you organize, let me know, okay?
100%, John.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we do have a little request for you here today.
Oh, yes. I almost forgot.
Okay.
Yes. So we're thinking we should all do a little coyote howl.
Yes.
We have a coyote howl.
For all those kids out there.
Oh, okay. Now, is there a special way to do this?
We can show you how to do it.
Right, you show me how to do it, then I'll join you. All right.
Yes. Yip, yip.
Ow! Ow, ow, ow!
Oh, well, that's pretty easy.
You want to give it a try?
Yeah, let's give it a try. Okay, 1, 2, 3.
How? Ow! Ow, ow, ow. We're having too much fun.
Look forward. It's the Coyote Brothers Learn How to Fix a Bike Chain by Mary Jane and Kyle Wyman, and their grand book release coming up tomorrow afternoon. Up in St. Philip Street in the playground. Make sure you drop by and take a little cash for a book. How much do we need to bring along?
Yes, the books are $18 each at the event on Saturday.
Sounds good. Thanks so much.
Thank you so
much. Thank you.